I think it's wonderful to start with the faithful sitter. Oftentimes in the meetings, we've begun speaking of various men that God has put before. But what a delight, and it was my thought to kind of begin with verse 10 and see. We see the background, we see the circumstances that the sister was in. She was barren, she had been provoked by her adversary. And when things are difficult, there's many different directions we can go. I think we all know that. What a wonderful thing to see the direction and to ask the Lord to help us in our lives, that this would be the direction that we would go. That when there is a difficulty, and there are things that cause bitterness of soul, there are circumstances. We see some people with certain things that seems to happen, that it doesn't happen to others, but what a wonderful thing to have one like this, that she knew that she could take everything to him. She was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed unto the Lord.
I was considering in looking at this portion, Brother Chuck, you touched on it briefly here, is that Christianity and our experiences are very real. You know, it's not that we come to know the Lord as our Savior and we now walk on a bed of roses, that everything is perfect. But it's that we have one who can take us through every circumstance that we meet in this life. So as young people, we experience the ups and downs of normal living in this life. For Hannah, it was that she was in a very difficult, precarious place. She was in a place where she was barren within her own womb. She was being provoked by the other wife. And sometimes we experience things even at the hands of those who are close around us, whether it's family members, friends at school, the brethren in the assembly, our peer group, and we can become very despondent, in a sense, spiritually, not knowing what to do with a given situation. The easy thing to do is to stand up for what I think is my right, to respond to someone who is lashing out at me, and I might think they're doing it incorrectly. I might think that they are being harsh. But Hannah takes a very godly course. Even though she was in bitterness of soul, it says that she knew the source to go to. She didn't speak really to her husband and say, look, let me tell you what's going on here. He was the one in the earlier verses that we've read that was seeking to win her heart, to soften her heart, to help her to deal with the circumstances. But it says that Hannah went and she prayed unto the Lord. And it says she wept bitterly. You know, I think of a man in the New Testament that it says that he went out and wept bitterly. And I think that's a different kind of weeping. But here it was that I believe she was pouring out her soul before the Lord for her circumstance. It wasn't to her husband. She wasn't looking for help from some other person. But she went to the Lord. And I think this is a lesson for us as young people, as all of us that sit here, young and old alike, that when we go through circumstances that are just too large, too immense for us to handle and for anyone else to handle, that it's to go to the Lord and sometimes even pouring out our soul with bitter tears before him.
I wonder if it wouldn't be appropriate for us to bring in some verses to follow that from Hebrews chapter 2. The end of the chapter. There's four verses there, 14 through 18, and I'll just read them. It says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not in him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or to help them that are tempted. We've realized this morning in prayer, in our hymns, and even in just what has been said so far in the study, that we can turn to the Lord with all of these cares and we can cry out unto him. How come we can do that? And we know that the Lord came into this world and we know that he suffered. But he suffered for sin, we know, to make reconciliation for us to God and to bring us and to redeem us to God. But he also suffered for righteousness' sake. He suffered as a man. He suffered being tempted like you and I. And so that when we come into circumstances in our lifetime that we have in the Christian life, he is able to succor or to help in time of need. And I think that's what we see now as we're looking at Hannah, as she is able to go to the Lord. She is able to go to one, and we are able to go to one, who is able to help, who understands the need. And it's not like we use the expression, I've been there, done that. We can speak of the Lord. We know. He's been here. He's suffered. And he understands our need. In fact, he understands our need far better than we understand our own need. But we can come to him as one who is able to understand and able to help in time of need. And we have Hannah who is coming to him because she is finding herself in a place of helplessness. She's come to a place in her life where there is nothing in her physical, natural strength that she is able to do to help herself. And so she is weak according to the flesh, and so needs to turn to someone who is able to help in her hour of need, so she can cry unto the Lord, the one who understands her need.
What are some of the things? Excuse me, David, you go ahead.